The killing and mutilation of four American civilian contractors in Fallujah on Wednesday dominated news coverage from Iraq this week. Given less prominence that day were the deaths of five U.S. soldiers northwest of Fallujah. They were killed when their vehicle ran over an explosive device. The soldiers were members of the 1st Infantry Division, deployed out of Fort Riley in central Kansas. The deaths occurred just as many of the soldiers from the Army post were returning home. NPR's Greg Allen visited Fort Riley today.
The deaths this week were the worst single-day loss since the beginning of the war for troops deployed from Fort Riley. Despite that, the mood on the post today was upbeat. The reason? Some 600 soldiers, most of whom had spent over a year in Iraq, were finally home. In an aircraft hangar, a couple of thousand wives, husbands, parents, and children held signs and waited to give their loved ones a big welcome home. Delvin A. Dillingham was waiting for her husband, Lieutenant Chris Dillingham, along with her 6-year-old daughter, Michaela. She says for the past year, every time she heard something in the news about casualties among troops from Fort Riley, her heart would drop.
So it's a constant worry. I mean, I have to admit that I knew when my husband was in Kuwait and they had those five soldiers killed from Fort Riley, I had a huge sigh of relief knowing that it wasn't him, that I wasn't going to get that phone call. But then my heart went out for the families or the wives and the kids of those other soldiers.
Fort Riley sent about 7,000 active duty troops to Iraq. So far, about 3,000 have come home, and hundreds more are expected over the next week. The troops are welcomed home in what the military calls redeployment ceremonies. But that doesn't begin to describe the emotion and the jubilation at today's homecoming. It sounded more like the opening of a rock concert.
Here are the heroes of 113th Armor and Bulldog Brigade.
The troops are then dismissed, and families pour onto the floor of the hangar. Soldiers and their spouses lock in long embraces. Children are wearing their father's helmets. Captain Jay Blakely was surrounded by a family group that included his wife Christine and his sons Preston and Kai. He said the ongoing turmoil in Iraq shouldn't distract Americans from the fact that their troops are making a big difference.
The country is still building. There's going to be that turmoil there until they finally get their sense of direction as a country. There's still a lot of insurgents, still a lot of radicals there. But overall, majority of the population there, and you may not see it on the news and so forth, they've got the peace-loving Iraqis that are trying to build a nation. So they've got to fight through all those problems.
Private Jonathan Baker says he has a few days of work at Fort Riley before he takes a couple of weeks' leave back home in Colorado. He says before he shipped home, he tried to pass along to newly arrived troops some of what he learned over the past year.
What you got to watch out for isn't necessarily the guy on the roof or the guy, but it's the guy walking next to you. You come up, shoot you in the face. That's what they do, and that's most effective. They know that the body armor, that Kevlar, they can't do that. I mean, they don't have the capabilities to take care of that, but they can come up old school and shoot you in the face, and that's not cool. Watch your back. Watch your buddy.
The five deaths this week bring Fort Riley's death toll to 35. The post commander, Major General Dennis Hardy, says he expects all of Fort Riley's active duty troops to be home by the summer. But at the current troop level, he says, it's just a matter of time before many of those just getting home will be returning to Iraq. Greg Allen, NPR News.